It is Tour Unwrapped, Neil Atkinson with Mo Stewart, Phil Blundell and Dan Austin. This one is the Phil Blundell edition of Tour Unwrapped. It is the schedule and debate. We're going to chat about that. We're going to be looking at recent scheduling questions and controversies. We'll talk about the 3 p.m. blackout. We'll get into the wider debate. We'll look ahead to the future as well, because we're beginning to see what 2024-2025 will look at. It happens every year, Phil, and there's going to be lots of you explaining things as we go through this. It happens every year, but currently it sort of seems as though it's every other week. The first thing I think that is important is I make the argument in the wider debate, and we'll get into the specifics around the scheduling, but my position is the vast majority of football supporters watch the majority of their football on television. So I'm lucky to get to go to Liverpool home games and some away games, but the vast majority of the football that I watch still remains on television. Like, for instance, back in the day when Liverpool challenged for league titles, I would, for instance, go out of my way to watch Manchester City some weeks. I'd be interested to see what Chelsea were up to. Literally watching match of the day is the act of being a football supporter who sees the vast majority of football on television. And I think that this is where the first part of this debate that I think gets lost is characterising the TV companies as in some way absolutely simply the opposition, that it's supporters versus TV companies, when the vast majority of football supporters watch the majority of their football on television.
Yeah, the last TV deal is worth, what, 4.2 billion, the current TV deal? So the idea that these TV companies are not allowed to have a say that people might disagree with is, I think it's a bit flawed. And I'm saying this as someone who goes to 90% of Liverpool matches, but also watches a hell of a lot of football on the television. So, for example, when someone says, oh, football matches on a Monday night, they're a terrible idea for the fan. Well, you only get a maximum. There is a clause in the contract that says no team is allowed more than a total of 5 Friday and Monday night games in a season. Now, that is a maximum of 5 out of 38, which is, what, 12, 13%? It really isn't that much. And that's if you get all of them. There is no minimum. So some teams will have 0.
Last season we had 0.
I think we had 0, for example. I think we might have had 1 if we hadn't been playing every single midweek for, well, the entire season. But that is just something that happens. So there is a point of this where there has to be some kind of flexibility to say, do you know what, this is just how it is, and we might not like it, but we have to adapt to it in the same way that we live in a world now, and we're going to come onto this later, don't we, where we live in a world now where people don't just work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 anymore.